Penguin Random House Audio presents Crimson Death by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. I'd fallen asleep, cuddled between two of the men I loved most, with one arm flung across their naked bodies so I could touch the third. All three of them were warm when I fell asleep, but when my phone woke me hours later, only two of the bodies in the bed were still warm. The only vampire in the bed had died when the sun came up a mile over our heads in our nice, safe cave of a bedroom. It was great for vampires, but if you were afraid of the dark or didn't like the idea of tons of stone pressing down on your head, well, you couldn't sleep with us. I scrambled over Nathaniel's almost fever-hot body for my phone, which was plugged in on the bedside table. But when the screen came on, it was his phone, not mine, because his lock screen was a picture of the three of us, and mine was a close-up of our hands entwined with the new engagement rings. I finally got my phone and hit the button, but it had already gone to voicemail. Micah asked in a voice thick with sleep,
"Who was it?"
I squinted at the bright screen in the very dark room and said, "I don't recognize the number, or hell, the area code. I think it's international. Who the hell would be calling me from out of the country?" Nathaniel snuggled against the front of my body, burying his face between my breasts as he tucked himself lower under the covers. He mumbled something, but since he was both the heaviest sleeper and most likely to talk in his sleep, I didn't pay much attention.
"What time is it?"
Micah asked, his voice less...